Yes, that's Soul Ocarina, live here, WFMU, and that was Contacto, which you can find on her CD Sumergible, which is on Poland Records. That's one of my favorite songs. And what was that song? What is that song about?
Well, I always think about this song like a love story, but with some spicy background. And between a Martian, you know, and a girl in Earth. And she's trying to communicate with him, but she always speaks backwards and he can't understand. And it involves a lot of natural images. I know, you know, like butterflies and arañas. I don't know how to say. Spiders. Ah, okay. And a lot of feelings, love feelings, when your stomach, it's entirely messed up because you're feeling these butterflies and then you're in the middle of a net and you don't know what to do. That's what Contacto is all about.
Of course. And well, we're so happy that you're here with your band, and we're recording this, but you've come over and you're doing a bunch of stuff here in New York. You did, said you did a video of this song, so right? We're going to see it soon?
Yeah, hopefully in November we will be seeing my new video for Contacto that was shot here in New York.
And you mentioned you're also doing a UN, a song for the UN, a UN project. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's a foundation called Hope Sings, and it's women of the world helping other women who are entrepreneurs. Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah, entrepreneurs.
Entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
And yeah, and the funds they get with our songs are going to these other women.
Nice.
Yeah, and the song is also inspired in those histories. It involves an old woman from Bolivia who sells flowers, and the song is called Flores y Vestidos, like flowers and dresses.
Yeah, okay.
And the other story is about a girl from Barranquilla, Colombia, which made dresses for kids and girls, and she has two little girls who design with her, and it's a very beautiful story behind the song.
That's nice. So it's connected to the project, to the concept.
Exactly. So I was recording this song here the first week of October with Chris Castaño, a producer who lives here in New York. And I don't know if he's really a New Yorker, but I know he has been here from such a long time. I would also want to tell you and tell everybody who's listening that we will be performing this week in Manhattan. Well, we will have two performances. The first one will be in Barbès in Brooklyn, the 19th, and the next one will be in SOBs at the Latin CMJ Showcase.
You know what? It's sad to say, but when I put this on the air, it'll be after already. So,
well, that's sorry.
Okay. It's okay. I know. I wish I could plug. We could plug it, but you have to come back.
For sure. I'd love to.
By the way, Soul Ocarina is on line. Is MySpace the best for you? For people to look you up on the web, is MySpace the best? For a website?
They can look at MySpace, at River Nation, and also SoundCloud.com.
Okay, and so we'll put links up for those as well.
Okay.
All right. Soul Ocarina and her band live here in the studio. WFMU. She's playing, by the way, you play, your instrument is relevant to where you were born, Venezuela. It's a Venezuelan cuatro, right?
Exactly. But it's also relevant to Colombia because in this region, which is plains or flat fields, we share a region without frontiers. And the river is the same, the Orinoco River. And the songs are the same, you know, in Venezuela they play Colombian songs and in Colombia they play Venezuelan songs. And all of them are played with the cuatro, so I feel it like it belongs to both of the countries I belong to.
it's an interesting mixture because you're into that, you know, yes, that's the music of the plains, but you're also kind of into, like on that last song, the sort of tropical or the champeta African Caribbean stuff, which is a little different. It's kind of a mixture.
Yeah, and that happens because in Venezuela, in a place called El Callao, they play calypso with an influence from Trinidad and Tobago, and they play calypso with the cuatro. So then I started to research these related rhythms, and I found soca, champeta, souk, compa, and I feel those rhythms very close to me because of this root.
Yeah, and it all comes out in your music, mixed with rock, since you started as a rock kid.
And urban electronics and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's really nice. Again, the album is called Sumergible. Sol Ocarina going to play a few songs for us. What's next?
Next, we will be having Un Poco de Amor. A little bit of love.
A love song, perhaps? Or not really.
I think all of my songs speak a little bit of love.
Sometimes Martian love, but yeah.
Exactly.